And then I see this one group of demons that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're all looking around like, what do we have in common? What do we have? Did you ever hang out with anybody who went to BFA? Do you hang out with somebody at BFA too? Wait a minute. You heard that teaching from BFA. Every one of us has that BFA thing in common, that teaching. And then the Father says, see her? See all of them? They all asked me something. And then who's going to be smiling? Amen? Punish their disobedience. Do it in faith. And honestly, if you mean it and you walk with God and you're sincere about it, they will not hardly give you a bad dream. You want them to know what your response is going to be. Every time. Every time. Amen? Now don't be living in sin and messing with demons. To be quite honest with you, they might beat you up and take your clothes off according to the scripture. Amen? I'm not telling be all cocky while you're living like the devil. If you're serving pornography, I wouldn't be yelling at the rest of them unless you're really trying to get free from pornography or murder or anything. I don't drinking anything. This hypocrisy thing is not a good thing. Amen? I wouldn't be getting in the devil's face if I was a big hypocrite. But I have no problem asking my Father, who loves me very, very much, to take care of me. Amen? I got a few minutes. I'm going to read a little bit of this Jezebel Ahab thing so we can look at it more next week. And we've got to weigh a lot. How many really feel God's going to do something deep? Amen? I can feel it. We're going to go deeper in this than before. We're going to get free. How many would really love to be free from that bullying thing? Look, you can't listen to bullying music, and you can't listen to poor me music and be entertained by it and get free. Amen? If you listen to, same with movies. Don't watch those movies where the person ends up dying of some disease and everybody's standing around them, everybody's crying and everything. Unless they got somebody walking there, raising them up from the dead or something. Don't be watching this stuff. Amen? I'm not going to be entertained by sickness and death and then want to have authority over it. Amen? I'm not going to be entertained by violence and then want authority over it. I'm not saying every now and then there's a true story or once in a while you'll watch something. I'm not trying to get legalistic. I'm just saying really be spirit-led. Don't be watching the stuff if it's feeding something in you that's not supposed to be there. Amen? And truthfully, you'll get to a place where you won't even care. Seriously, you really should get to a place where you really don't even care about things that are of the world. You really don't care about concerts where they're singing honky-tonk and talking about drugs or sleeping around and stuff. I'm just serious. Amen? I'm just serious. There's something in you should be upset with that. But if it triggers the poor me or it triggers the bully you, it can actually feed that thing. And even if it seems like it's been dead, bring it back to life. Amen? It's amazing how much of these identities are interconnected with all these sins God just wrote in the scripture. If you're struggling with something, can I highly recommend that you don't go back to what you did to handle that kind of trigger before you were really walking with God? Can everybody in this room see how ridiculously dangerous that would be? Is there anybody who wants to be 7 times worse in anything than you were before you started getting free? Anybody? Can I really encourage you, don't play with it? Don't play with it. If you start feeling the poor me thing, poor me, nobody understands me, could you stop it? Wait a minute. Poor me, forget it. I'm an overcomer. God understands me. I have lots of friends. Maybe you don't have lots of friends. I'm going to make lots of friends. I'm going to begin to get involved. I'm going to get in one of those small groups, and I'm going to open my mouth and be myself, and I'm not going to let walls and guards stop me. Amen? I'm going to become someone. Don't go back to the world or look to the world for answers. Don't let the devil start taking you back to Egypt. Amen? Well, it was better back there. Back there, I had lots of friends. Back there, we would all get together and party. Back there, we would all do this. Back there, I always had a guy or a woman in my life. Back there is going to hell, folks.
Amen.
Amen? But when Satan has been able to hide a poor me or a bully you in there and you haven't dealt with it, that sucks you back to that stuff. Amen? It'll trigger things that will make you think that there was some kind of comfort or answer there, when all that was there was what has made you have the pain that you have today and the messed up relationships that you have today and the problems that you have today. Amen? I'm serious about this, because Satan is very subtle and he's very sly. And here's the thing. If you won't deal with the poor me that's covered up by the bully, or the bully that's covered up by the poor me, then you're going to be someone who is tempted to go back to the way you handled those things in the past. And you're going to be a justifier. Justifier is the worst, one of the worst things, because it takes control in your thought life and it starts speaking to you and you think it's you and you start agreeing with it, and pretty soon you are more of a bully or more of a poor me than you ever were before, and you haven't even seen it. I'm seeing so many things while I'm preaching this, of helping you guys see who you are in Christ Jesus and crucifying this flesh. And let me tell you, if you felt weak because of poor me and you didn't want to be a poor me and you took on a bully, you still got a poor me back there that gets triggered, and the poor me is what goes after a guy and you're not married to, or goes after a woman that you're not married to, or goes after alcohol, or goes after drugs, or goes after the wrong music, or the wrong anything. Amen? And because that poor me is hidden behind that bully, you haven't been able to let the light of God's power shine on it and bring healing to that hurt place. Amen? And kick that spirit out. I've never seen this connection as strong as I'm seeing it tonight. That's why we've done this. We've done this. Well, you've probably never really done this in the way that you get the poor me out of the way so we can get you free from the bully, and you get the bully out of the way so we can get you free from poor me. Amen? Because you took those things on as a counter to what was happening in your life. Amen? Like, you were being bullied, so poor me. I don't want to be poor me, so I'm going to bully. I want you to take this week to really, really start to see this and tear it apart. Amen? Can I tell you this? You got to get raw. Everybody has some of this. I believe. I personally believe everyone in this room, including myself, still has some of this. I believe some of you have a lot of this. And the only way we're going to get there is if you open up your heart and say, Holy Spirit, show me where I. And then we'll think, well, your mother. I'm not, shut up, justifier. Jesus' name, I'm not listening to you. Show me where I have felt sorry for myself throughout my life and even now. Show me. And then let me bring truth to that, the truth of who you are, the truth that I am bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, the truth that I get to live forever, the truth that I have a powerful God, the truth that I am blessed and in a blessed nation, the truth that God is great. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me bring truth to poor me. Get out of the way, bully. Get out of the way, justifier. Poor me is going to rise up and be healed in Jesus' name. Now, bully, get your little self front and center, because we're going to deal with you're passive aggressive. You run off and hurt people's feelings. You yell at people. You don't tell them what you're really thinking. You try to get sides against other people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does everybody really get it? I'm telling you, you can come in here next week so much freer. Because this is, did you see that long list of attributes for the flesh? You need to write your own of the bully in you and the poor me in you, And you need to see them both. Don't let the bully get in there and block poor me. And don't let poor me get there and block bully. Amen? Bust the justifier and see them both. And write down those attributes and those thoughts and those lies. And you bring truth to it. Let's grow up in God. Amen? Let's grow up and say, no, no, this is not who I am. We don't have time. Next week, you don't want to miss next week because we're going to look at Jezebel. We're going to look at how Jezebel incites Ahab, promotes him, provokes him to be a mean leader, provokes him to do evil. But we're going to look at poor, pitiful Ahab as he whines and moans, even though he's the king, to Jezebel. So she'll go and seduce and trap people. And then when you look at the generation of curses on their children, it's amazing. The sin of a Jezebel and an Ahab coming together, either inside you, both of them in you, or in a husband and wife relationship, produce uncleanness and offspring that's unbelievable, produces all kinds of evil. How many want to break the stuff off once and for all and watch the cleansing blood of Christ hit us powerfully, set us free, and then go through the generational curses and bust them off and rescue our children from some of this mess. Amen? So, Father, we just come before you. We thank you for tonight. Lord, I thank you that you're requiring us to grow up and requiring us to bear our hearts before you, to renounce all evil, to see things the way you see them and not through these justifiers, God, and not through blaming anybody and not through self condemnation or criticism, but straight out, this does not belong in here. This does not belong in here. We are getting them out in the name of Jesus because I'm going to be who it says I am with the fruit of the Holy Spirit operating in my life in every single area. I just thank you for Jesus' name. Father, I take authority over every tormenting thing that would try to hurt people as we're wide open, Lord. We're wide open. I feel like everybody's like open heart surgery before the Lord tonight. Lord, we are wide open, but only to your spirit, not to the enemy, God. We're wide open to your spirit. And Father, we release angels all about everyone in this room, Lord, as they go through this time of you revealing these hidden things of the heart and helping us to face things, Lord. Even conversations between people in this place, Lord, would be spirit-led, God, and just be powerful to heal and bring deliverance, God. And Father, that you would just help everyone see these justifiers, God, and hate them, Lord, and that you would help everyone see the poor me thing and hate it, God, and become that overcomer and see that bully me and hate it, God, and become kind and tender-hearted and meek, God. And Father, that you would work these things in us, Father. And Lord, we thank you that we are made in your image and your likeness, and you are taking away this false image from within us, God. And I thank you, we are not those things the enemy has placed in us and done to us, but God, we are your children, we are your beloved, and we just give you praise for what you're doing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.